bulletproof. I never expected my recipes to put this book over. It was my household hints that I was counting on, because I am very good at that. I'll give you an example. Supposing you are a housewife and you have goofed. Well, let's put it this way. It's 4:30 and you're still in bed. And you know, that's getting pretty close to ogre time. And when the beast comes home, the beauty better be ready. So here's the way you play that. You put a little O.C. cedar wax behind each ear. It makes you smell tired. It works, and I had developed something to do with leftover sauerkraut. So you can only do it during December, though. Silver it and hang it on the tree. It stinks, but it's beautiful. See, I consider this creative homemaking. When things happen and you take care... Well, all right, our stove broke down one day. I mean, way down. Well, to the basement. Well, there was something heavy in it. A cupcake. So I tell you what I did. I heated his dinner in the dryer. And I admit it was a mess. But it was hot. So I realized that I would have to treat him rather graciously, which was going to be pretty unnatural at that time of day. So I read a couple of chapters of Peyton Place and a little Norman Vincent Peale. I even put on a dress over my blue jeans. And when I say I kissed him, he thought he was in the wrong house. Until one of the kids bit him. The way we know they're growing up, the bite marks are higher. So I brought him in the house, I sat him down, I put this food in front of him, and right away he starts with the beef. He says, okay, what is this stuff on top? You know I hate coconut. I said, eat it, it's lint.
Everyone, I'm so fucking pleased because I finally got my control surface working. I fixed it. I had to switch it over to MIDI. No thanks to any of you in the audience, if there's anybody even fucking left there. Assholes. Guy, boy, that almost made me want to just stop doing the program right then and there. Maybe I will. No, I can't because I have a duty. I have to inform you about horrible things in the world. That's not too difficult. Oh, I have to post-eat this hot show number 54-2, so let me get this recorded. We had quite a blowout, but don't worry, we're all still friends, even though you won't be able to tell from listening to the program. Now, I want you to know, though, that my vagina do stink and hurt. Okay? It do both, hurt and stink. Okay? I got the windows open. It's hotter than hell. My vagina schwitzing all over the Gordian play. Yes. Anyway, the Eat This Hot Show is... Today was one of our best shows, and you will find it very good, I think, because we fought, and I know people like that. Reich? Reich. Of course, right. Let's see, I canceled my Netflix because they're stupid, and the end. And also, oh, fuck it, let's just go right into the topic. Government bans the word obese to describe overweight children. Is that in Britain? I think that's Britain. Yeah. The Department of Health faced criticism for the prissy approach to tackling obesity after it said it did not use the word obese included in the letters. The department said the research had shown the term was a turnoff, so instead it will use the term very overweight for those children whose body mass index in C exceeds 30 in an attempt to enlist parental support. That's insane. It's from Stacy of Karma Bank. She always sends me these wonderful links, but I'm trying to find the other one. Oh, yeah, here it is. This is the big one, audience. This is the big one. The big one. And maybe if you're good, I'll tell you about my trip to the IKEA, which I'm over, and I'm over a lot of other things, too. That's the problem. When you don't do a program right away, it kind of takes the spill out of the lettuce. This is from... this is unbelievable. It's from the New York Post, dated July 3rd. Anyway, I didn't hear this anywhere. I don't think it made any news. It's the day before Independence Day. Here's a Yankee Doodle Doozy. This is by John Crudell. Here's a Yankee Doodle Doozy. I have an idea. How's my levels? Hello, how's my levels? How are my levels? Levels. Okay. Here's a Yankee Doodle Doozy of an idea from the tax man. If you've had enough of the United States and choose to renounce your citizenship, you will now have to give up a large chunk of your assets. The same new tax also will hit foreigners who are living and working in this country legally with so-called green card once they decide to turn. I can't fucking read. Jesus Christ. The same new tax also will hit foreigners who are living and working in this country legally with the so-called green card once they decide to return home. In fact, anyone who has $600,000 in assets and a lust for becoming a citizen of France, Italy, or maybe an island in the Pacific should take note of this one. Thanks can be given to a bill that passed Congress recently and was quietly signed by President Bush 2 weeks ago. Called the Heroes Earnings Assistance and Relief Act of 2008, that's the HEART bill for short, the main part of the new law deservedly gives benefits to soldiers, but the last part of the bill, under revenue provisions, sticks it to anyone who no longer wants to live the American dream. A hot-button topic in recent years has been the fight against immigrants trying to get into this country. This bill now takes a hard line against emigrants, people trying to get out. Consider the tax and exit fee. Tomorrow, of course, is Independence Day, so I'm not by any means going to advocate that people should leave the U.S., no matter how difficult the economy might be right now, or how intemperate this weather might become at times. But just in case you've ever entertained the idea, Congress had just made it wise for you to reconsider. This marks a dramatic shift in policy, said John Olivieri, a tax partner with the New York law firm White & Case. This is a further extension of the U.S. tax net. The new law bill, JCX 44-8, reads like this. In general, the provision imposes tax on certain U.S. citizens who relinquish their U.S. citizenship and certain long-term U.S. residents who terminate their U.S. residency. Such individuals are subject to income tax on the net unrealized gain in their property as if the property had been sold for its fair market value. Why can't I fucking read? Seriously. Fair market value. Probably because it's 1,000 degrees in here. The first $600,000 of your assets are protected, but after that, the assets, including your house, car, the dolly painting your mother left you, are market to market, as they say on Wall Street. In other words, someone takes the stab at your assets, and then you're presented with a tax bill. All the various things that'll keep people out. We want to work in this country. Well, I don't have no $600,000, but this is ridiculous. You know, the fucking... you know, it's a quandary for me because, you know, I believe taxes are fine when they go to take care of people, but when they're used to kill people and when they're administered in such a scamish way, and I talked about this last week, I just hate it. I hate it all, and it's hot in my vagina smell. Good Lord, I've really just hurt and smell. Taxes we talked about. Laptops can be confiscated at the border. Let's see. Canceled my Netflix. Those people are fucking shysters. You know, I don't care what anybody says. My experience is thus. I had a 1 month trial membership. During that time, every single DVD came the very next day. As soon, the very day that my trial membership ended, all of a sudden it takes 3 days for everything to come, at least. So, you know what? they can probably blame the post office, whatever. But the bottom line is, it ain't worth it for me, and that's the bottom line for me. So, fuck them. I don't need that. You know, I love when companies feel like, act like, you know, well, I owe it to them to give them a second chance. Like, fuck you. Blow up. Let's see. Oh, these are old things. Okay, we don't need that any that nook anymore. Cigars.com, right? Bumpers for freaks. Government asking for a routine tracking cell phone users. This is so old. I don't know. Understand how this shit gets on here. These are old. Also, Amy Winehouse is a terrorist that I used last time. Good Lord. What is wrong? I'm sorry. I'm so unorganized. Right. Like I really fucking care. I do don't. Let's see. Okay, let me get my Googles out of the... I use this dashboard to do shit. Okay, let's see. All right. Now, on the other computer, do I have notes? I guess not. I guess I'm completely unprepared for this program. That sucks, huh? For you? For me? Does it? Actually, the good news is I've already finished a half hour of the program, the second half, and stupid people will hate it, smart people will like it, and I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it's true. Or you're just stupid. Okay. I can hear the whining now. Oh my God, Match thinks I'm stupid, because I don't like her shitty music. Oh, fuck you. All right. McCain adopts Cheney's energy plan, casting aside his environmental credentials. John McCain is casting his lot with the pro-drilling, pro-nuclear energy plan of Vice President Penis Cheney. Oh, that's just grand. Wi-Fi and BART. Oh, these fucking tech bloggers work my nerve. They'll blog about all this boring technology, and then they'll blog about some Obama, you know, soundbite so they can feel like they actually care about the world. I'm talking about Dave Weiner. Let's see. I'm making a news gator, and it's just collects news from all the major sources that have already been edited. I just farted into the thing, but you couldn't hear it because I had the wrong mic turned on. All right. I guess I'll stand up in a minute because I'm, let's see, I just wanted to check my news items. Paris Hilton is great. We talked about her and eatthesuchshow.com. I'll post it as soon as I love this story. All U.S. adults could be overweight in 40 years. Black women, 80% of them are fat as hell. That's what this article says. And the rest of us aren't too far behind. China restricts media access to Beijing's Tiananmen Square. By the way, do you know that Alexander Haig was over there kissing ass the day after the Tiananmen Square massacre, which was in the 80s? The very next year. Did I say day? Year. Happy Determined to Strike Day from Brendan calling via Atrios, the folks at Think Progress remind us that 7 years ago today, George Bush received his presidential daily briefing titled Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S. Okay. iPhone can phone home and kill apps. The iPhone doesn't belong to you. What it does is it calls back Mr. Apple and says, hey, did this person pay enough money for this shit? And if so, it... If not, it deactivates. So it doesn't belong to you, the phone, but very nice phone. Very nice phone. I like this. This is shared by Adam Palazzo of... he used to do some podcasts. I don't know what he does now. This is from Phoenix Rising with a V. I don't understand that. Now, 2 points. Okay, it says the title is Obama Describes the Modern Conservative Movement. My bowel movement. Now, 2 points. One... They know they're lying about what my energy plan is, but the other thing is they're making fun of a step that every expert says would absolutely reduce our oil consumption by 3 to 4%. It's like, quote, it's like these guys take pride in being ignorant. Now, that's true, and I believe what he's referring to is the fact that Obama suggested that everyone keep their tires full of air, and that's true. It does reduce consumption. But these fucking, you know, they're selling stupidity, these Republicans. And it's going like hotcakes. I don't really feel like elaborating all that much right now. Artie Lang goes to rehab. That's going to be my job. Let's see. I thought this bitch looked familiar. This is very funny, a comparison. I'm already this far ahead. Jesus Christ, have I done this little work? Or they're just this, yeah. That's all I start? I have not been doing shit. If that's all the news items I went through. Good God, I really, really suck. Maybe there's stuff in my Google notebook that I can talk about. I'm really a horrible woman. You know that? I really am. I guess I can look at what's current, but that would be really boring because then you'd have to listen to me go through all the stuff that the non-things, the non-items, non. It's only 10 minutes so far. I say, open the Google notebook. I prexed it. Come on. Open notebook. Why isn't it coming? Jesus Christ, my cunt stink. Okay, let's close that. I'm going to go back into the Firefox. It's really fucking hot in here. It's one of those days it feels like it's not hot, but it's hot. It feels like it's cool air, but it's not. But I feel bad because I don't want to hurt the environment with my air conditioner. I use cooling off my lips, but, you know, whatever. I ride a bike. Can I please? Okay, I will. All right, let's see. What was I just going to do? I'll go into Firefox. I think my fucking Firefox has crashed. Okay, now what was I going to do? Oh, open notebook. You're really going to love the Eat This Hot Show. Seriously, it's so good. And in a very bad way, if you like drama. I'm so happy that my control surface works. No thanks to this audience that can get fucked. Oh, here. What is this? We've reached a point in our civilization where counterculture has mutated into a self-obsessed aesthetic vacuum. So while hipsterdom is the end of product for all prior countercultures, it has been stripped of its subversion and originality. Love that. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Yep. Well, I guess really that's also pretty empty. I haven't shit there. I haven't gotten shit. I guess I haven't been doing a goddamn thing. You know why? It's because I was helping my friend set up her new hair salon. And we went to the IKEA. Okay, I'm going to switch to the stand-along now, the Mr. Microphone. Ms. Microphone now. Let's switch. Okay. Hello, hello. Okay, I haven't switched yet. Now we're on both. Now I'm on the lavalier. It almost sounds the fucking same, don't it? Weird. Hello. Okay, I'm going to just do a little experiment here. Left is, I have my headphones on backwards. Hold on, let me put them on right. This is the left, this is the right. So the right ear is the lavalier. That rhymes. Right ear is lavalier, left ear is donkey dick. Left ear is donkey dick, right ear is lavalier. It's the fucking same to me. Hello, vagina, clitoris. Clitorica Brown. Z, 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 z. Clitorica Brown. I love farting a lot. I really love farting a lot. I love farting. You know, I got to turn this down because I'm over-yovulating again. You care. Yeah, you do. Okay, that's better. Let's see. Now I'm under-ovulating. This is good. This is good. Test, 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 test. Hello? Testing clitoris. Testing clit. Oh, wrong mic. Hello, testing clitorica brown. Clitorica. Clitorica brown. Clitorica. Clitorica. I'm trying. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep them the same level. They're perfectly at the same level now. I sound like Reverend Jim. Sorry, that was pants. It's only 73 degrees. Whatever. But it's menstrual out. Menstrual. Are my pornos downloaded yet? Let's see. I know what to do. Let's do that thing that we do sometimes. How about that? Not that. Q-mix. Let me operate my cunt rolls here. Why am I still on both mics? I'm retorted. Let's see. Let's put them both into central mode. Go back to the donkey dick while I stay here in the chair like Blanche DuBois. That's not Blanche DuBois. It's a different streetcar named Desire. Get fucked. Let's see. Okay. Let's get out of that. Let's get the Skype in. See if anyone's around that I need to finna. Talk turd. E1 Cheryl. She did a very nice program. You know, she has fans at Starbucks, and she called him. It was very interesting. You should listen to her most recent program. Horrorhole.org. Not the fat, secret fat website. Not that one. Hi, I'm a fake tranny, says Rebecca May. What a mess. What a mess that one is. Christ. Let's see. Hello? Oh, fuck. Hold on. Hold on if you're there. Are you there? Oh. There. Andy? Andy? Hello? Andy? Andy, I
hello?
Hear you. Andy?
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Hello?
It's Madge. Can you hear me then?
Okay, yes, I can hear you now.
Can you be on my... You're on my program. I need you to consent. You know, I know I didn't pay legal fees or anything.
I can barely hear you. Let me reboot my router.
No. It's probably... Let me try it. It's might be my fault. Hold on. Why would your router fucking matter?
And because my internet sucks.
Yeah, but why would that matter about my volume? Here, let me try. Is that better?
No.
Ow. Okay, reboot your router then.
All right, be
see
right
if
back.
I care. Okay. God, she sucks. That's what you get calling fat people. You know what I mean? You get router problems. Router problems. What in the fuck? She can't hear me because of routers? She is a retarded whore. Okay. Let's see. Vagina face, clitoris claws. Let's see, clitoris. So I was cleaning out my record collection, and that's a major... am I talking? Which one am I on? Oh, let's use the little mic. Fuck it. Yeah, the little one. We'll use the little one. Oh, no, I can't, because then I can't talk to Handy. She won't hear me. Ugh. Good Lord, I'm a stick. I got this Lily Tomlin album I haven't even played yet. Maybe I should play something from that. I shouldn't have called Andy, because I have things I could have talked about while I walk around, you know, but I can't walk around when I'm talking to fucking Andy's. Andy's Mints, Andy Melton, all that shit. All that crap. Let's put Phallus Diller away. I was going to play this thing from the Lenny Bruce interview album I have, but it's the one that has... censored, and I fucking can't stand censored fucking Lenny Bruce. Give me a break. This world is shit. At least they don't censor me. I guess I should be happy. Okay. Let's see. Meanwhile, as we wait for Fatso, let's see. Okay. Let's see what this is. Hello?
Hey, lady. Lady, you. What is your name?
Hi, Lily. Oh, my name's Lily.
My name is Edith Ann, and I'm 5.5 years old. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going home. Goodbye.
But wait a minute, lady. Do not leave me yet. I'm here all by myself. I'm all alone.
Well, what do you mean you're all alone? Where's your mother?
My mother. I had to send her to the institution.
You had to send her where?
She needed a rest. You left me here to look after things.
Well, I'm sure that you're going to be all right.
I like your purse, lady. Could I look into it?
Well, no, I don't have the time right now.
Oh, lady, let me look into your purse. I like to see what secret things a person keeps in a pocketbook.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't do that.
Look at this. Is this lipstick?
Well, it's lip gloss, actually.
Lipstick. You know what you could do? You could take a red jelly bean and you could wet it just a little teeny bit. And you could make lipstick. And it don't cost a dollar. And you could eat
Lay
it besides.
Stick.
Hello? Yes, well,
Cheryl?
Hello?
I know you ain't sleeping, Reich.
No, I'm not, honey. Do you think I would answer the goddamn phone? I'd probably say something like, I'm sleeping, honey.
Listen, whore. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm just recovering from making the last program.
Yes, I was just telling my general audience about the program over at whorehole.org. I told them, I said, don't go to the secret fat movie website. Just go to whorehole.org. Don't look at Red Fatty, because that's like, that'll give you, I did give it to Bicycle Mark and Stacey Herbert of Karma Bank, though. I hope you don't
You're allowed to do that, honey. A few people. Okay. But not, you know, your whole audience. Well, we can make a mirror website, maybe.
Well, you know what? I was telling Stacey, because Stacey is really into the fatties, too. You know, she's thin.
Really?
Oh, she hates the fat.
If anybody wants to contribute movies and documentaries, I would love it.
Or give you lots of money, and maybe you'll give them the URL.
Ooh, yes.
So, you know what they're making? You're not allowed to, in England, I just read a story, you're not allowed to call fat people obese in England. Anymore. It's illegal.
What do you call them? Super morbidly obese?
No, you're call them very overweight.
Oh.
So when I showed Stacy Red Fatty, I said, watch Red Fatty. And she's watching him. She said, well, the sound doesn't work. I don't know why for her the sound wasn't working. I said, well, you don't need sound to see Red Fatty. She said, this should be illegal. Meaning
the
obese
work, and that's pretty much the good part. But I guess you can see her still.
Why?
Walk.
What? The sound.
What?
Speaking of Red Fatty, Andy Melton. He was supposed to. He's supposed to be on this show, but he can't fucking figure out his router. He's just so fat. I think he just doesn't want to come on without fucking royalties. He's
probably,
fat.
You know. Well.
He is.
Let's
harass him.
Excuse me.
I'm calling him. Let's remind him how fat he is if he answers. He might have forgotten.
His BMI.
His BMI? 8,000 million. So, you know what I didn't understand about your program? Because Griselda. Oh, she's just trashed. So, Griselda told me that she was looking at one of her coworkers at Starbucks Facebook and she saw that she was friends with you. Right? Now, what I didn't understand is why was that part left out of the program? The fact
I think I'll put it at the end of the next program, but...
Oh, so that's a totally different
thing. It wasn't as funny because, you know, when I call people, the part that is funny is that, they act real. And her coworker was acting like a fan. And that's not as funny because, you know, I was like... Did you see my spoon and my thing at the Pens in the bathroom? And he's like, oh, yes, Cheryl. Yes. I've got it in the back for you. And I'm like...
But you named the program after and you didn't even use the bit.
What bit?
About the spoon.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, like 2 times. But I did it in all the phone calls to the Starbucks, honey.
Oh, the spoon.
Spoon.
I thought it was your prolapse that you left in the back.
No, no, no. And then...
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fatso's calling. Hold on a sec. Hold on. She is so obese. Hopefully we'll be able to tell her. Sorry, I'm confused. One second, Andy. All right. I got Andy there. Hello?
Oh, God, you're still choppy.
Well, you know what, Andy? Before you go, can I just tell you... Andy, what's the problem? Are you downloading that porn? Andy! God damn it. Cheryl. Cheryl.
That's so difficult.
Hello?
Yes, Andy. Yes, Andy. Hello.
Hello.
This is a great conversation, Andy Melton. I'm so delighted to talk to you after all this time.
I'm delighted to talk to you too, honey.
Is it working or not?
Do you hear me, Zion?
Do you hear us or not? Can we, is it, can you hear us or not?
It's like a choppy.
Why?
Broadband choppy.
Why? Why is that?
I don't know.
It's probably obesity.
Is it the obesity?
I don't know, probably.
Andy, Cheryl was asking me what your BMI is. Do you know?
200%.
No. A BMI is a ratio. Cheryl, would you care to elaborate?
I don't know. Just record it on your iPhone.
I don't got no iPhone. I ain't Griselda. BMI. And by the way, you can steal all the guests you want. That just means I have to do less programs. Okay, what's your height, Andy? I have a computer here. What's your height?
5'8".
Are you really that short?
I'm 5'7". He's taller than me.
Okay, what's your weight?
450.
A light 450.
No, it's not.
Your BMI is... Oh, my... Phase mirror. I'm going to cross myself even though I'm a Jew.
What?
I'm crossing my I'm giving the crucifix to myself because it's so, I can't believe this number. It's 64.8. Your BMI is... Your BMI is the same as your waist size. Okay, well, let's do metric, then we'll find the stones. It says obesity is a BMI of 30 or greater.
Ooh.
So you're
super
double
morbidly.
You're double morbidly super obese, I think. All right, hold on. Now, let's see. And plus, that doesn't even account for the fact that he was lying. What did I say, 68?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, stone, convert to pounds. Pounds. Aren't you glad you got your answer to the Skype, Andy? Don't charge me for this call, neither. Okay, let's see. Convert for pounds. Let's take a guess. How many stones? 60? Let's see. Six. No. That's half done, Mom. 60 stones is 840 pounds.
Half done, Mom. I love that name.
You're not even 40 stone. You're much thinner in England. You need to move there. Hold on. I think it might be closer to 30. Nope. 31. No, let's try for 32. This is like the Price is Right. Cheryl, do you have a guess?
Yeah, 33 stone.
Andy, do you have a guess? Andy?
What?
Do you have a guess? I said, would you like to guess how many stones you are? We're doing the stones is right. This is like the Price is Right.
Well, there's one... 2, 3 stones in front of me.
Right, but I'm asking you to guess how many stones you weigh. How many stones would it take to balance you?
What?
Stones.
How much does a stone weigh?
A stone weighs 14 pounds.
14 pounds is what a stone weighs. So you take 450 and you divide it by 14 and you get 32.
That's right, 32. No. The Price is Right. Andy, you win.
Is he outbound? What do you want?
Well, I haven't left the house for 3 weeks, so I might as well be.
But Andy, what happened with your date? And because we haven't talked in a while, what you put on that nice Craigslist ad that Cheryl and I read on the Pogue line?
Oh yes.
Yeah, that you wanted to learn about anal sex and how to clean your anus, and you didn't understand why kissing is good. What happened of that ad? What happened?
Do you really think I'm going to have somebody over to my parents' house?
I didn't ask that. I wasn't,
do that sort of thing.
Andy, I wasn't.
Pants and you threw the bag over a hill. What's going to stop you from having someone over your house?
True that. No, but Andy, I'm not assuming they came to your house. Why would I assume that? I thought you were going to go meet somebody at some snack bar off the highway. You showed me a picture of it.
What are you talking about?
We were going to meet at one of those clam bake shacks. You showed me a picture where you're going to meet somebody, some man, off the highway, remember? And it was like some sort of a highway snack bar.
You're wearing a black shirt.
They fried Twinkies or something. You don't remember?
I can't really understand what you're saying because it's so choppy. That's the problem.
Uh-huh. That's great.
It's a cell phone.
Yeah, why don't you get your own phone?
I do have my own phone.
Can I call it?
Sort of. It just goes back to Skype.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That ain't a real phone.
Why is it as bad as Skype?
Andy, what happened with the ad? You didn't get any responses?
Oh, I got tons of responses.
No pun intended, Gardle.
They were funny.
What did they want to do to you? Can you read any of them now?
Let me get you a chat log.
Because I hear you fine, so you can read it to us and we'll hear you. Okay. Is that okay, Cheryl?
No.
Hold on.
I want to rape you with my enormous tongue that can barely reach your left anal lip.
I can barely breathe under the weight of your stomach. And
plural.
I smell this cheese stench of your fools. It makes my clitoris, dick, hoard.
Cheryl, you know, I
like your housebound bowels on my face.
Cheryl, you know.
Did you like that I made to that man, Isaac?
Isaac Bashevis Singer? Which one was that? Refresh my memory.
That was the one that had a Craigslist ad and wants to be dominated.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is, too. You're a bad
girl.
I do know who it is. I've seen his picture.
Really?
Haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of okay for a Jew.
Yes, well, he's kind of a mess. And
I think he thought you weren't feminine enough. Did you feel rejected?
Do you know what happened after my phone call?
I do not.
He sent Griselda a message on Facebook. Why do you hate me? And then after my call...
Why did he associate you and Griselda?
I have no idea. And then after my call...
Because he saw Cheryl prolapse on her friends list.
I don't know, but after my phone call to the Starbucks, that manager, she called Griselda and said... And was that you calling me? She's like, once I heard the part about the enema, I thought it was you.
Yeah, the coffee enema, and she had an answer right away for that.
I know, she's organic.
Any of our organic coffees are fine for enema.
Is this good for my prolapse? Sure.
Cheryl, so we did eat this hot show today, and I got to tell you, it was the biggest argument we've had ever. Seriously.
Bigger than one show.
Yeah, much bigger. It's funny because it started off like we were so happy and friendly and we were really having a good time, and then it just went so sour, Cheryl.
Why?
It went. Well, you'll just have to hear, but I mean, it's a...
I really liked your last show. It was actually pretty good.
What did you like? I must have said something mean.
You did your coming out story and you decided it was a good conversation.
Well,
and I like how Wanda makes absolutely no sense with her. I gotta correct the record about me not wearing underwear and blah blah blah.
Yeah, and I wasn't wearing underwear.
Correct the record. She just reinforced the whole thing.
She's an idiot. Well, the title of today's Eat the Such show is "There's a Strange Acceleration in Such Total Detestation," because it was about loathing. And I'm telling you, Cheryl and Andy, this was a fight. I mean, this was
Between Vera and Wanda.
No, and me. Wanda was in the middle there going, I'm from Minnesota, hamburger casserole. Whoa.
Oh, well, at least she's got five shows in before Enza had to find a new host.
But what? No. We're fine off the air. Seriously, we're fine off the air. Oh. But it's a really good program.
Vera is very strong, but opinionated.
Did you know that Lucy Stuhl is a Chinese spy?
What?
Lucy Stuhl is a chink spy.
Who's saying?
Lucy Stuhl.
I thought she was a drag queen.
Yeah. She sells Coca-Cola and fucking iPods in China. If they knew that she was Lucy Stuhl in America, they would fucking fire her ass. Oh, here, I'm going to read this. This is a response to Andy's ad. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I love big women. I'm married, but me... Women? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I am married. I am married, but me and my wife have an open marriage. I told you not to put a picture in there, Andy.
I did.
I am married, but me and my wife have an open marriage, so it's cool. She is also 350 plus, so that tells you I love BBWs. I'm 24, 5'10", 200, brown hair, blue eyes, 7-inch dick cut thick. I can show you a thing or two around the bedroom. I have, however, never been with a virgin, but would love to give it a try. I'm honest and very respectful and sane, D&D free. I don't even know if you care to learn, but my wife is bi. She's 29. We can host. What a disgusting person.
Wait a minute.
Andy, why didn't you post?
Is Andy a woman?
What what category did you post this
in? Did you post that in the female to male?
Andy, what seriously, what category did you put this in?
Men for men.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Why that man has officially wrecked him.
Well, why did I told you sent him your picture, didn't you? I told you not to do that. Here's another one. Is this a different one? I'm going to start out. Here's another one. I'm going to start out by saying I'm
read
not.
Read my answer, Lou Wish.
I'll read it, Blesbian. I'm going to start out by saying I am not looking for a serious relationship. But a friends with benefits thing would be great. I think I can help you. I understand where you're coming from and would be glad to show you the ropes. Not judgmental at all. Just let me know what you think. Peter Maverick. that was a boring one. Do you have any better ones?
Hold on.
I mean, it doesn't... And there adds nothing for me to read that like a lesbian, Cheryl. Lesbian.
Okay, maybe this will tickle your fancy. I have more. I'm looking through them.
Saw your ad. I am a 54-year-old DWM, 6'3 and 225. I have a 7-inch... Is a DWM... Oh, divorced white man. I have a thick 7-inch cock. This is the same guy. I am D&D free. Would love to teach you. I would love to suck your cock. Ugh. I am just learning how to suck... But my first guy was about 370 pounds. I hope you will respond and maybe we can get together this weekend. Jinx. Why do they brag about how fat their fuck buddies have been? Hey, man, you sound really sweet. I'm partnered and not looking for hookup. But I have to admit I love fucking chubs. Damn, I love the cushion for my pushing. Anyway, hit me up if you want to chat. I'll be more than happy to tell you about anal sex and how to prepare yourself. How tall are you? Andy, can you call him? Do you have his phone number?
No.
You should have me call him.
No, let's have Andy call and we'll sit in on the call in case we need to do an intervention. Well, then why does he say call me if he doesn't give you a phone number? I don't believe you.
You have to, like, respond, I guess.
Oh, Jesus.
Moon.
Yeah, Camoon.
Camoon.
Well, listen, let's see. I have exactly 2 minutes left of this program because I already wrote. I did the show backwards. So I did.
Let me guess. It is wonderful music.
Yeah, but you know what? You should be fucking glad because I put it at the end, you stupid bitch.
Thank
so don't
God.
Fucking complain.
I hate that shit.
Fuck you. Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Me and everyone else.
Yeah, well, I don't care. It's my fucking show, and it don't matter.
Let me just say, Red Monkey do not like.
Don't you speak for her. If he wanted to tell me he doesn't like it, he would tell me. But he is respectful, unlike you, you prolapsed worm.
He hates it out. You know, the other day when you had all that music, he's like, when is Matt going to put on the show where she talks? And I'm like, honey, after a half hour of music, she did talk. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, listen, the Red Monkey, every time I talk to him, he says, how come Cheryl won't leave me alone? Tell her to stop stalking me.
Because I love him. He said he's going to blind me 2 movies, Granny Tranny 1 and 2. They're my favorite. But he still hasn't.
All right.
What?
You have 2 minutes, 2 seconds. No? All right, we're done. Thank you both for being on the show.
Well, Daddy.
Bye.
Don't worry about it.
Do I get my natural satisfaction?
resonant frequencies of the room,
and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the present frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of venom, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech may have.
Thank you. and I'm looking through the glass where the light bends at the cracks, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, pretending the echoes belong to someone, someone I used to know. And we become silhouettes when our bodies finally go. I wanted to walk through the empty streets and feel something constant under my feet, but all the news reports recommended that I stay indoors, because the air outside will make our cells divide at an alarming rate, until our shells simply cannot hold all our insides in, and that's when we'll explode. And it won't be a pretty sight. We'll become silhouettes when our bodies finally go.
Please don't worry about it.